This is Ernest Mann, giving you insights and opinions you just won't find anywhere else. Have you recently heard a human tragedy story? I do every day. It's kind of unavoidable in my line of work. But what I'm going to be talking about here is not a school shooting, a raging wildfire, or yet another war. Nope. Fortunately for you, as I'm here walking through the woods, I won't be talking about those things because they are tragic, and we sure as hell already have enough actual tragedy in our lives as it is. So I wanted to give you a different point of view concerning some tragedies we hear about every day, day in and day out, and call them what I believe they should be more accurately called. Let's see. How about the life consequences of making really stupid fucking decisions? Yeah, simple, honest, and straightforward. I think it has a nice ring to it. Much more my style. Now I want to forewarn you, what I'm about to say may shock you, may frighten you, and maybe even offend you. But don't worry. I want you to know that I sincerely, truly, don't give a fuck. I've never controlled my language for fear of offending someone my entire life, and I sure as hell ain't gonna start now. Now, to get a full and better understanding of where I'm coming from, we have to go back, way back. I'm thinking around 15th century Europe, just before the dawn of the Age of Enlightenment, when we definitely were a pre-industrial society, when life, especially if you were a peasant, was usually short and very unpleasant. Most people were illiterate, so yeah, existing as they did, having zero knowledge of anything our modern life takes for granted, such as electricity and the necessity of soap and bathing to combat bacteria and not stink, weren't even on their radar. But they did invent perfume. Not to smell fancy as today, but to simply mask the BO. Very functional, pragmatic people. Yet despite being illiterate, stinky, and quite likely dead by the age of 50, they apparently had something that America lost starting around the mid-1970s, their minds. Now, if you're wondering what all this has to do with misidentified tragedies, just stick with me, because you're going to hear a take on the so-called tragedies you've probably never heard before. You see, back then, for example, unless in some way you were mentally challenged, you didn't just go gallivanting into the wilderness, because people back then clearly understood that the world was inherently a very dangerous place, and there was a very real possibility that you could be mauled or killed by wild animals. And I'm not talking about just the four-legged variety. What I'm saying is that people back then weren't simple-minded as apparently we have become. They understood, if you set aside delusional belief systems of God, that as far as your life and surviving was concerned, Mother Earth was quite neutral. That for every herb that was beneficial for you, there was one or maybe more that would kill you outright if you consumed them. So if you look at it from that point of view, apparently Mother Nature seems quite schizophrenic, with a very peculiar sense of humor. Now I want to add at this point that here I am in this video obviously walking through the wilderness myself. But the difference is I am very aware when I am alone in the wilderness, and although in most of America's modern wilderness, I don't think you have to be too terribly concerned about being attacked and torn to pieces by a pack of wolves. I am much more concerned with the animals of the two-legged variety. which is the reason when I do go into the wilderness, I always carry my killer knife and a gun, and I know how to use both of them very effectively, without hesitation. I don't know if you know this or not, but there have been a hell of a lot of people in America who go journeying into the wilderness, never to be seen again. And it's my belief that most of this occurred because said people chose to live in an alternative universe, and also chose to not take such precautions as I always do. So, here are two realities of existence, and the consequences of ignoring or refusing to acknowledge them. First, there are many two-legged animals out there in the wilderness that will harm you if given a chance. And second, there is no God or guardian angels, if you harbor such delusions, that's going to protect you. You and I are ultimately alone in this world, my friend. You're born alone, and you'll die alone. And the odds of premature death increase dramatically when you ignore that reality and repeatedly go out into the wilderness to bond with nature and find yourself. You see, for the people of all those many centuries ago, if you happened to mention that you were going out into the wilderness to a fellow villager, they wouldn't have even thought of asking you why you were going, because the answer was self-evident. You were going hunting. Those people, having a greater brain function back then, something that used to be called common sense, were very pragmatic. Things generally had to be done for a purpose. And if that something that had to be done could be considered life-threatening, you better have a pretty damn good reason for doing it. And hunting, whether that be to feed yourself or feed your family as well, was for such a good reason. So, as a consequence, anyone who would just go out into the wilderness to take in the flora and fauna, to bond with the meadows, to elevate their consciousness with a physical and spiritual journey, would have been accurately regarded as dim-witted. It's really very unfortunate that we've apparently lost the capacity to clearly identify dim-wittedness today. Because if that were the case, we wouldn't have the career criminals in Washington, D.C., and we definitely would never have had the Cybertruck. I believe, for example, that in the event of a natural disaster or anything else really bad that happens to a person or a group, that they in no way intended to bring on themselves should be helped and assisted in every reasonable way possible. Yet, by the same token, I believe that those who deliberately put themselves in harm's way simply because they're an idiot that doesn't recognize the preciousness of their life and therefore doesn't give a damn about others' lives either, should suffer their fate without any public service intervention whatsoever. Very succinctly, others should not have to pay the cost, whether that be emotional, financial, or both, of an idiot's poor choices. So let's say, for example, an idiot decides to go mountain climbing. They've received the designation of idiot by self-indulgingly doing something which has nothing to do with survival or helping others. They're simply doing it for their own idiotic ego. And they get stuck. They absolutely can't go up or come down. In my world, there would be no helicopter rescue. Matter of fact, there would be no attempt whatsoever of any rescue at all, as the self-indulgent idiot slowly dies of dehydration, exposure, or whatever. But absolutely no attempt to save the idiot would be legally allowed, because paying for the folly of an idiot, besides being illegal, would simply no longer be socially acceptable. But the filming is, and that shit would go directly to pay-per-view. The proceeds going directly to help non-idiots with their life problems.
But that sounds incredibly cool. How could you be so cruel, Ernest?
That's not cruel. That's simply the fate of an idiot. Hungry kids living in shelters with one or both druggy parents and no fucking money to help them because all the available funds have been allocated to save idiots, such as the previously mentioned. So if you want to climb a mountain, hike through the desert, or do that flying body wing thing where idiots hurl themselves off of very high elevation cliffs to go flying with tremendous speeds through caverns, absolutely, be my guest. But no one's coming to save your stupid ass if things go wrong. Such is the way of nature. They claim so much desire to bond with. I will state for the record that I'm a little bit biased and do have a personal favorite. The flying body wing idiots, or bat boys as I call them, there is truly nothing like the experience of watching those particular idiots fuck up in their calculations as they're traveling well over 100 miles an hour through rocky canyons and smash head-on into the side of a canyon, and their lifeless, idiotic fucking bodies tumble to the base, smashing into the ravine below. Priceless. And that, my friends, is a realist definition and description of what's called tragedy, and what a tragedy actually fucking is. If you found this episode informative or entertaining, please consider subscribing. And if you just want to reach out to me with whatever's on your mind, you can do so by clicking on my contact link in the description below. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.